Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So now Yadam's going to be dealing with the laws of impure hands. There are certain situations where the rabbis decreed that just the person's hands were impure, not even the rest of their body. And even if a person hasn't just guarded their hands, if they just haven't, in their mind, guarded their hands, they couldn't touch truma. They couldn't touch truma until they had washed their hands. So in order to wash their hands, they had to pour water over their hands. And what did they do? They take the water as we do, and then they pour the water over the hands. So says the Mishnah, may revis noisnin liyadan. The minimum amount is a revis, a quarter of a lug, and that would be enough for one person, aflishnam, or for two people, for one or two people. So what most of the commentaries, and he learns it over here, means that the revis has to be in the container. Not that he has to pour the revis onto his hand necessarily. The amount he has to pour onto his hand must cover the head, right? But there has to start off with a revis in the container. And once he's got a revis in the container, that's enough for washing the hands of one person, or even two people, as long as there's enough water to cover the hands. Mechatzis lug, if there's half a lug in the container, that's double two revis, because a revis is a quarter, so half is double that. So that will be enough l'shloisha or l'arba, for three or four people to use that container and wash their hands. Again, as long as there's enough to cover the hand. Miloig, if there's a full log in the container, l'chamisha v'lasara, then it will be enough for 5 or 10, or l'may, or up to 100. So the commentaries say, obviously, you're not going to be able to wash 100 people's hands out of the container. It's an exaggeration to say, however many hands you can wash out of that lug and still cover the whole hands, that's good. That would be good. Rabbi Yossi Omar, ubilvad shelo yifchus la'achron shebahen marvis. He disagrees with all of the above. He says, every person who washes their hands, there has to be at least a revis in the container. Not that the first guy, there was a revis, the first guy washes, now there's less than a revis, the second guy can also wash. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, but the halacha doesn't follow. As long as you started off with a revis, two people can wash, two revis, three or four people can wash, as we've said up above. Moisvin al hashniim, you can add on, now this is a completely different halacha, you can add on water to the second washing, but you can't add water to the first washing. So what this means is, when you pour the water onto the hand, so the hand becomes purified, but now the water on the hand becomes impure. And that water, so you could dry it off, but the other thing they would do is pour a second thing of water to wash off the first water, and that's what we do. That's why we wash twice. So he says, the first water that you pour on has to cover the hand. The second water that you have to pour on doesn't have to cover the whole hand at once. You could pour half and then pour the other half, right? And that would work, says the Mishnah. But the first amount of water that you pour on would have to cover the hand.